running out of gas. I gotta go get some gas.
Electrical engineer Nathan Rubin is on the carpet playing cars with his 9-year-old son Hiram. Nathan and Sarah have 3 other healthy children, but when Hiram was first born, he came too early.
He was born premature by about 4 weeks, and so they had him in the neonatal intensive care unit.
Little Hiram was able to come home just a few days after, but Ruben says the premature birth was just the beginning of their problems.
Sarah was getting only a few hours of sleep over a span of days because she was just constantly checking on him, making sure he was breathing.
As a new parent, Ruben was studying electrical engineering at Utah State University at the time. He decided to create a high-tech baby monitor for his family and for other parents. Most engineers design their prototypes in high-tech laboratories, but Ruben works at home, keeping his work close to his inspiration.
24 breaths per minute.
Surrounded by monitors in his basement lab, Ruben points to a screen with live footage of one of his sleeping children.
From this video, you can't tell anything's happening. You can't tell she's even alive or where she is.
Then Ruben shows me another screen with a wavelength representing the peaks and valleys of the child's heartbeat. Another chart records the breathing patterns.
But from here, we're absolutely getting a signal. And then we combine those in a very intelligent way to get this waveform out.
If the breathing stops for more than 20 seconds,
our software is able to alarm.
The camera itself isn't gathering the data, but the software behind it is.
The physiology is blood is pulsing through your veins. They're changing size. The light reflected from your face literally changes colors every time.
Ruben says the technology isn't necessary for people to be good parents, but it is another tool to ease the stress of parenthood. With Utah Public Radio News, I'm Bronson Tykert.